Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price producing this evening, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Lisa Sunshine's out today. Going out on the phone now to Ted Odell with the Lansing Jobs Coalition. Good evening, Ted. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You've been awfully busy lately and getting some great endorsements. I think probably the best way to start off, Ted, is to tell folks what the Lansing Jobs Coalition is about, and then we'll go from there.
Sure. The Lansing Jobs Coalition is a community group, grassroots of local citizens and organized labor who have come together to try to help create quality jobs in Lansing. And in a nutshell, we are trying to bring a Native American casino to Lansing by way of a ballot initiative that will appear on the City of Lansing August primary ballot.
And where this Lansing Jobs Coalition got established, you established it in November of last year. Was the casino part of the plan at that point? Was that always in your mind as a way to boost the economy in the Lansing area?
Well, the way the coalition started was a group of my friends and I had gotten together, and we were talking about the economy both locally and statewide and the unemployment rate and the virtual collapse of General Motors and things like that. And all of us having some type of political background, we sort of discussed amongst ourselves what could we do to help Lansing, an adopted hometown for many of us on the coalition, and the idea of a casino came up. It was one of several ideas, but that was the prominent one that sort of came to the forefront.
Why was the casino the one that gelled for all of you? Was it that all aspects seemed to fit together in terms of a good plan for the city in your mind?
Absolutely. A number of us on the coalition have roots in the Upper Peninsula, where Native American gaming has been on the local scene for a number of years, and we're all aware of the good things it can do for a local community. And being in Lansing with a progressive mayor, Virg Bonero, and some really good people on his staff that really want to see Lansing move forward, we thought it was the right issue at the right time in the right place.
And you're mentioning Mayor Virg Bonero is important here, because your idea is not just to do this as your own entity. Your idea is to partner with the city on this project.
That is correct. In all likelihood, what would happen is if we're successful in gathering our signatures and putting it on the August primary ballot, and then if it's passed by the voters in August, in all likelihood, the whole project is more or less handed over to the city. And the city would then be directed to enter into negotiations with eligible Native American tribes to bring a casino facility here to Lansing.
And there are, and this may seem like an odd question to you, but how do you go about finding the Native American tribe in the area that it could work for in the city of Lansing?
We have, here in Michigan, there's seven Native American tribes currently, and I can tell you four of those tribes are very interested in what we're doing here in Lansing. And I can tell you one of those tribes is very interested in coming to Lansing, and it's my understanding they have already been here to the city and sort of scouted out property in hopes that our ballot initiative passes in August. And basically what that would do, it would sort of roll out the red carpet for the Native American tribes and say, hey, tribal members, we, the folks here in Lansing, would welcome a Native American gaming facility here to bring jobs to the local community.
And you talked about them, some of these Native American tribes already kind of scouting out the area. Are there any locations in mind, or is that putting the cart in front of the horse?
Well, if I told you it was going to be an X location, I would be lying.
Okay.
Because at this point, I don't know, to be honest with you. I can tell you under our plan, the way it would work is that if we're successful in August on the ballot, then the tribes would then come to Lansing, meet with the appropriate city officials, and then scout out property. Under our plan, the city could sell or lease to a tribe city property that isn't currently being used, or the tribe could just come to town and purchase property on their own. But our hope is to kind of help the city, and then at that point they would decide where it would go. I can tell you the city officials we've met with are pretty adamant that it needs to be downtown, and that way we believe it would create a wonderful springboard for future economic development for not just the city, but the greater Lansing area as well.
Well, the ending of your sentence is the perfect for my next stepping off point, and that is the economic development. You're good at this, Ted.
Thank you.
That is the economic projections that you have to boost the economy in the city of Lansing and the surrounding areas. You're talking about an awful lot of jobs of all different kinds to support such a casino.
Absolutely. Our initial step would be for the tribe to build a temporary casino facility in Lansing, and that alone would be a $3 to $5 million investment in the local economy. Basically, that means it would bring in 1,500 new jobs, so that's for local citizens here. And I should also mention that currently the state of Michigan law requires that 2% of slot machine revenues be distributed among local units of government. So in our case, for Lansing, that would mean obviously the city itself, but as well as police, fire, and EMS personnel, Lansing K-12 public schools, LCC, the Lansing District Library, CATA, and Lansing Parks and Recreation. I don't know if your listeners had seen the press release several weeks ago, but the tribe that runs the Firekeepers Casino in Battle Creek recently just gave a check in the amount of $4.8 million to the mayor of Battle Creek. That was their share of the slot machine revenues. That is the second check the tribe has given to the city of Battle Creek since the casino opened in August of 2009. And that first check was right around $3 million.
Well, those are big numbers. I mean, you know, in any city, those are big numbers. The naysayers, you know, how do you counter any objections from the naysayers about, you know, having a casino in the city? You don't see a downside.
I would say to the naysayers, there are several tribes in the state that have already sort of reared their head and said that they don't want to see Native American gaming expanded, especially in the city of Lansing. But those tribes who have made that statement, your listeners should be aware that those folks benefit financially from gaming operations already. So, of course, you know, they don't want to share. But if you look at a map of the state of Michigan and look at where the 24 Native American casinos are located around the state, they're pretty well in every area of the state except central Michigan. The closest one to us would be the one to the north, Mount Pleasant. But as the capital city, we feel that Lansing should have its own Native American casino.
Now, you got an important endorsement this past week from members of organized labor. Local 9 of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers have endorsed this ballot proposal and are supporting you. That must mean a lot in terms of this endeavor.
Oh, it's fantastic to have our friends in organized labor on board with this project. It's specifically the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, as you mentioned, Local 9, which is located right here in Lansing. And they have members who are very good at their craft and members who are obviously looking for work. And we are very excited to receive their endorsement. We had gone over and met with their leadership and shared our plan in detail with them. And they figured it out right away and said, no, this is a good thing for Lansing. It's a good thing for the organized labor members. And we have a lot of hope that what we're doing at this point is truly a pebble on the beach. And this could mean great things for not just the city of Lansing, but the greater Lansing area as well over the next, you know, 10 to 20 years.
Where is the initiative at this point? Are you gathering signatures still?
We are, and our friends with the local labor that are helping us facilitate and passing around the petitions to gather our signatures. I can tell you we've had petitions out on the street for about 2.5 weeks now, and we're already one-third of the way to gathering the total number that we need.
What is your deadline for signatures?
We have a self-imposed deadline of April 15th. To hand those petitions over to City Clerk Chris Swope. And if for some reason we didn't have enough signatures at that point, the city charter allows us to have an additional 10 days.
And when you folks are out gathering signatures, what are you hearing? And what are some of your work, the folks gathering the signatures, hearing from citizens?
We're hearing some very positive feedback. There seems to be a sort of a groundswell. And when you explain to people that it's 1,500 new jobs for the Lansing community, they understand that right away and understand that they may have a family member or friends or someone they go to church with that are currently unemployed and are actively seeking work. And this would be a new outlet for folks who are seeking employment. So we've gotten a very good feedback. There's a few people who don't want to sign, and that's fine. I can tell you one of our biggest problems is finding people who want to sign who think they live in the city, but actually they don't. They live, for example, in Lansing Township, but have a Lansing mailing address. So we're sort of vetting them out as we go along, making sure they are registered voters in the city itself.
Well, it's an interesting idea, certainly, and as the Jobs Coalition in some descriptions, it said trying to come up with creative new things, and this is one of those.
Absolutely. We're very excited about it, and we're excited to share our plans. And we're hoping for good things for the future of Lansing.
Well, we'll keep track of it and watch it as the process goes along. Ted, thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Thank you. And if I could get in one last plug, if your members want more information, they can go to www.lansingjobscoalition.com.
Very good. Thank you so much, Ted. We'll keep track of you and talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Ted O'Dell with the Lansing Jobs Coalition. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.